This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
I have to sort of say, I'm excited. Our next guest is an anaesthetist, cave diver, and former Joint Australian of the Year who became an internationally recognised Australian hero when he assisted in the 2018 cave rescue of the Thai soccer team. With his combined expertise in medicine and diving, both he and his diver partner, Dr. Craig Challen, I should sort of say, were crucial to the rescue of 12 young boys and their soccer coach. Now he's also written several books, with the most recent one being a heartwarming picture book about kindness called Alfie the Kind, which is illustrated by Simon Howe. And all I could sort of say is, Dr. Richard Harris, welcome to Drive.
Hi, Con. How are you today?
Very good. Yourself?
Excellent.
I have to say, looking back to the cave rescue, what stayed with you?
Oh, from the rescue itself?
Yeah.
Well, so many powerful memories, actually. You know, working alongside people from all around the world, it was just an incredible atmosphere. I mean, obviously the stakes were very high and there was a lot of pressure and the clock was ticking to get these kids out of the cave. But at the same time, there was this amazing sense of camaraderie, you know, working with divers, especially from Britain and China and Belgium, you name it, lots of European guys. The American Air Force, the Thai Navy, thousands of people, in fact, in and around that mountain, all with this common goal of rescuing the lives of these young boys. It was an extraordinary thing to be a part of.
Now, it was an extraordinary thing to watch from all this distance away, and of course, the centre of world's attention was in saving these people that were sort of there. So it was just a remarkable story. How do you think it changed your life?
You know, I think my life is unrecognisable, to be honest, compared to nearly, 5.5 years ago when we came home from Thailand. You know, I was working very hard as an anaesthetist and also working with the ambulance service here in Adelaide in South Australia, doing aeromedical work and working very long hours. And I think I'd lost sight a little bit of some of the important things in life. You know, I usually take a lot of time off for cave diving expeditions around the world, and I'd got a bit caught up on the treadmill. So it was a very good circuit breaker for me, and it just reminded me of some of the things I was very passionate about. And of course, it put Craig and myself somewhat in the spotlight afterwards, which was not initially a very welcome feeling. We were a bit gun shy with all the interest in us when we came back from Thailand. But of course, once we became Australians of the Year in 2019, it was very hard to continue being shy and retiring. So we had to step up a bit and engage with the media and enjoy that enormous privilege. So yeah, from that point on, life's been just a whirlwind, really, of all these new opportunities and experiences.
And have you sort of kept in touch with any of the people that you sort of saved at that time?
Well, we don't share any common language with the boys, apart from one lad who's now in the US studying over there, who speaks very good English. But I do follow most of the boys on Facebook and keep a bit of an eye on them. They all seem to be doing pretty well. There was one lad, sadly, who passed away in the UK last year. But apart from that, I think they're going pretty well. And I think, like myself, you know, they've become minor celebrities after this event, and they've been offered some opportunities because of it.
Yeah. Now, I think one of the things that sort of inspired me to ask you that question is because we've sort of done, you mentioned how the impact it had on what you thought about your life and what it was doing. And now there's this shift where you've got Alfie the Kind, which is your second picture book, to Alfie the Brave. What was the spark that made you want to write these books?
Well, Craig and I wrote a book about the rescue itself called Against All Odds, and we had a huge amount of assistance from a professional writer. You know, neither of us had any real experience in writing before, and I enjoyed that experience so much that it lit a bit of a spark in me, and I thought I'd like to try writing something completely by myself. And naively, I thought, well, maybe a kid's picture book is an easy place to start because, you know, there's not too many words. As an anaesthetist, I guess I've spent a long time telling kids' stories in the operating theatre, doing paediatric anaesthesia. It's very important to get kids and parents' confidence, and, you know, a relaxing story of some kind is often a good way to let them drift off to sleep. So I quite enjoyed storytelling, and with my own kids as well. So that was the starting point. Of course, I realised that just because you've got less words doesn't mean that they don't have to be very nuanced, and every word counts a lot more perhaps. So it was actually a lot harder than I thought, and the publisher at Penguin was very generous with their help to me to get the first one done, and then that led to the second.
Now, for the uninitiated, tell us a little bit what Alfie the Kind's about.
Well, if I could just pop back to Alfie the Brave, that, you know, both yes. these books have got a little bit about myself in yep. them, and a little bit about Alfie, who is my real life Staffordshire Bull Terrier. And there's a bit of commonality there in that, you know, Alfie certainly looks like he's a robust sort of a bloke. He's pretty, you know, Staffy's a stout and tough-looking dog. They've got a bit of a bad rap sometimes as being, you know, one of the dangerous breeds, even though he only comes up sort of halfway up my shin. And but actually, he's a big chicken. He's just about scared of everything. And it's taken him a long time to find his courage as a young dog. And so that was the basis of the first book. And in the end, he does do something brave. And, you know, as I say, perhaps that tells the readers a little bit about myself as well. I've never felt like a courageous person, but then this one incident in my life sets me up as allegedly as a hero. And it's taken a bit of time to get used to that title. And then the second book led on from that. What I realized about my dog and what I try to be in life is just, you know, kind and good to the people that I meet and that I interact with. And, you know, if you can't be good at sport like Alfie, and if you can't be, you know, if you can't be the toughest guy in the room, being the kindest person in the room actually goes a long way. And I think, you know, the world could be a lot better off with just a little bit more love and kindness around.
Chatting with former Australian of the Year and cave diver and writer Richard Harris about his new children's book called Alfie the Kind, and his experience with the cave rescue in Northern Thailand in 2018. I have to sort of say, Harry, when I read the book, I mean, it's a beautifully illustrated book. We have to sort of give acknowledgement to Simon Howe. He's done a wonderful job sort of expressing the emotion of Alfie. So what you've just said sort of resonated with me, because here we've got this big, tough, strong Staffordshire Bull Terrier, but he's also the most timid dog in the world. It's almost like an allegory for anyone trying to find out who they are and what they're about. And I sort of love that, because that's what sort of hit me. And it's a great way to sort of encapsulate that when you've got a children's picture book to sort of talk about that and realise maybe just being who you are, being kind, is good. It's a great thing to be.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. You know, there's not enough of it around. And again, huge props to Simon Howe. He did the first book as well as Alfie the Kind. And without him to continue to capture that, perfectly capturing Alfie's expressions and that of my family, who are also represented in the book, you know, he has really brought the book and the dog to life. So, but I mean, you're right. You know, one of my messages in the speaking that I do and working with kids still and some different charities is to, you know, just, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but just find something that you do love to do. Not all of us, including myself and my dog, were gifted with athletic abilities. Not all of us can be, you know, musical or superstars in the classroom, but there is something for everyone out there. And for myself, you know, I found this passion in the ocean and in diving. And that has been a constant companion throughout my whole life. And so it really is important to let kids try lots of different things and find something that they like, and to try and teach them to be good people and to treat other people the way they'd want to be treated themselves. So it's all bound up in the book. Hopefully parents reading this to their kids will be able to impart some of those messages.
Yeah, and I have to sort of say, there is something about parents reading the book to their kids, or uncles reading it to their nieces or nephews. It is a beautiful book, because also I took away something from it as an adult reading it, and I just felt like there's something to be shared there with everybody. So it's a beautiful book, well illustrated, and a follow-up to Alfie the Brave. Is there, dare I sort of say it, another one that's in the thinking tank at the moment? You're sort of thinking of doing a follow-up to?
Yes, I'm already mulling over the next one. I reckon Alfie's story has got three chapters to it, and so I'm sort of toying with the next key word, Alfie the something, and I think I've got one in mind, so we'll have to watch this space and see what happens.
Well, look, it's a brilliant book, Harry. All I can sort of say, it's a book about what I took away from it. Anyway, for me, it was in kindness, courage, and resilience. And I think it's something that appealed to me. And obviously, if you read it to a young kid, they would love it too, because it's a beautiful story too. I mean, who doesn't love a dog that's just trying to find their way through the world? Because we can all relate to that. So thank you for writing the book, and thank you for sharing the story of what went on back in 2018 with that Thailand rescue that you were involved in.
Yeah, thank you, Con. Been good to chat.
Thank you so much. That was Richard Harris joining us on Joy Drive, and his new children's book, Alfie the Kind, is right now out there in all good bookshops.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.